Dave, I think the answer everybody wants to hear is the series over tonight?
Wait, game five is tonight?
Have you heard anything about it?
Oh no, I got some catching up to do.
And you're in Toronto, right? By the way.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't
good.
Know how I missed that one. But yeah, no, a lot of catching up to do. It is an exciting one, and absolutely, like everyone here is preparing for a championship parade. I mean, it's kind of insane how overwhelming the fans have determined that the Raptors are going to win a title tonight. That's what it seems like walking around the streets, at least.
Is the buzz of the city just, is it more baked in anticipation, or is there still some nervousness? Because the way this the series has gone, you could make the argument fairly easily, I think, that the Raptors have been the better team 7 of 8 quarters, or halves.
Yeah, and I think they've been the better team throughout. I think they've been the better team by far. And that's, to me, like the most shocking development of this finals, is that against this Warriors team, the Raptors are just clearly a step above. But to your question before, it's a great question, because traditionally, you know, when it comes to the Raptors fan base, leading up to a game like this, it's just nerves and anxiousness. And really, I don't get the sense of that today. I really don't get the sense of like that almost like dread that comes with anticipating these big Raptors moment. That there seems to be a different vibe, and it's because of the way the Raptors have played, right? It's because they've been, you know, as we both said, they've been the better team throughout. So naturally, that would breed a lot of confidence. I don't know what you see in Golden State up until now, at least, that suggests that they would have a chance.
Is part of that confidence from the fan base just kind of the quiet effect of it? Is the city kind of taking on that personality?
For sure, for sure. I mean, I was talking to colleagues about that this morning. I can't, you know, never have the Raptors had a player like this where, you know, if your team's down or in a tough situation, whatever, you can turn to this one guy and he will more than likely bail you out. It's new territory. You know, DeMar DeRozan was great for the Raptors, but you never had that kind of confidence in him. Kyle Lowry's been amazing for the team, but you don't have that kind of confidence in him in those big moments. But with Kawhi, I mean, it's absolutely there, that level of confidence. And he's justified it, you know, time and time again. You think of those 2 3-pointers he hit after halftime in the last game. I mean, just totally turns the game around for Toronto. And, the team has never had a player like that. Few teams have ever, in any sport, have had players like that. But certainly for the Raptors, it's a new thing. And I think it's absolutely kind of feeding into this real confident vibe that's around the city and then probably across the country today.
Dave Zarum joining us from Sportsnet.ca. He's following the NBA Finals in Toronto. It's wrapping up tonight in Game 5 as the Raptors are going to whip the Warriors. Golden State's got to play the game, but they could have probably mailed in the game from Oakland and saved the travel fare. Because the Raptors really right now look like they're playing their best basketball the playoffs in Round 4. Like, they have just consistently gotten better. Have they had a few speed bumps along the way? You bet. But they just look as confident as they've been all spring.
Yeah, and there's a couple of points in the season where I think they had this kind of momentum going too, and they strung a bunch of wins together and were looking really good. And you know, ironically, a part of that was because they went on the road and beat Golden State. I think that was the same road trip they beat the Clippers when the Clippers were the top team in the league at that point, or at least in the West. But anyways, yeah, I mean, it's a team that's obviously gaining momentum, and as each game goes on, and it becomes more and more clear that, you know, this the Raptors aren't winning based off of fluke. They're not winning because Kawhi has become Michael Jordan incarnate, even though he kind of has. And they're not winning because everyone's hitting these like miraculous shots. You know, they're winning because they're the better team, because the Warriors don't have an answer for their depth. They don't have an answer when these new players come up every other game, and you know, Fred VanVleet has his moment, Danny Green has his moment, Ibaka's blocking everything, Gasol has a game where he drops 20. I mean, everyone's having their moment, and the Warriors just can't do anything about it. And it's really breeding this confidence in both the fan base and in the team. You see it. You see it in the way they play. You see it in the way they go about their business. Did you guys see the video clip of them leaving the court after game 4? I mean, I thought that spoke volumes about how locked in the team is, obviously, and that stuff. I think it's real. I think it matters. And I think it's a big reason why they're poised to get this done soon.
All right. Before every game of this series, and really since he went out with injury, the morning of a game, Warriors coach Steve Kerr declares who's in and who's out, who's questionable, who's probable. And each and every game that Kevin Durant has been sidelined with injury, Kerr has come out in the morning and said KD won't play. He didn't say that tonight. But he's not going to play this evening, is he?
Oh, I fully expect him to play. I would be shocked if he didn't play.
Really?
I completely would understand the reason not to, because to play in one game, to risk further injury, you're about to become a free agent. You have a career ahead of you as well. I can see the reasons for him not to play, but also, you know, you're never going to have a moment where it's like, hey, we need you, step up. Can you come out here and do something? Now's your time. And that's the situation KD's facing. So I think if he's able to get up and down the court, I think he'll be out there. Maybe he doesn't play the whole game if it's not, you know, helping his team. Maybe he comes on late in the game, like some kind of movie moment. I don't know, but I do expect him to take the court tonight, absolutely. Whether that makes a difference, though, I'm less optimistic about that from Golden State's perspective, because, first of all, the Raptors beat Golden State twice with Durant in the lineup in the regular season. And also, if he does play, he clearly won't be anything close to 100%. And he'll probably have Kawhi Leonard guarding him. So you know, the Warriors, I think they're going to turn to KD to try to find some kind of answer, some kind of miracle. Will it be enough? You know, I doubt it.
Well, that's the other part of this is, okay, he comes back. We see with Boogie, with Clay, you can come back into the lineup. It's a totally another thing. You're not the regular Kevin Durant. You're probably paying at 80%. Is that going to be effective enough? Obviously, it's a huge upgrade over the Quinn Cooks of the world, but if you're expecting the regular Kevin Durant to play, you've got another thing coming.
Oh, totally. And it's like, and you know, where I think where you see it most is on the defensive end. And that was absolutely the case with Klay Thompson when he came back from his injury. Was he made his shots and he was a difference maker from that standpoint. It changes the way the Raptors have to defend. But on defense, where he's equally valuable on defense, you know, you don't have that kind of lateral quickness. You don't maybe trust your feet enough. So that's where I think the biggest impact comes. And with Durant, he's a top level defender as well as being, you know, the most gifted scorer on planet Earth. So you might get one, but you won't get both of those aspects of KD if he's coming back and still hurt. So that also will just play into the Raptors' advantage, even if he does come back.
A few more moments here with Dave Zarum from Sportsnet.ca, previewing Game 5 tonight in Toronto. He'll be there for Raptors hosting the Warriors. It's going to be off the hook bananas at Scotiabank Arena tonight. For a team having a chance to wrap up a championship, there's not much on that roster that has been in this situation before. But you know who's been in this situation before going into hostile environments? The Warriors. How big is the experience factor on a night like tonight for a team that's been there, done that, and has a lot of hardware to show for it, as opposed to a team who's got a chance to win it on home court, but doesn't have a lot of experience doing so?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point. And what's slowing me down from just absolutely saying, you know, the Raptors are going to pummel them tonight is essentially your point, is that the Warriors, if there's any team that can come through with a big win when they need it, it's this team that's been doing it for 5 years straight now. So they have that resume on their side, you know, they have the reputation on their side. But the counterpoint to that is what have you seen from Golden State to suggest that they'll suddenly figure out their afters, you know, five games into this series? I just think it's been, you know, it's been even more one-sided than the scores has dictated, but certainly, you know, they can get into the bag of tricks and draw on their experience to make a game out of it. But I also think it's worth mentioning that there's a number of Raptors who also have big game experience. You go down the Warriors bench and those guys aren't playoff tested, but you look at the Raptors group and aside from Kawhi, it's Danny Green, Serge Ibaka has played in finals. Marc Gasol has played in a lot of big games. There's more, I feel like, that I'm leaving out, but maybe that's just a list. And even still, that's enough to kind of, to make that advantage for Golden State a little more diminished.
Well, Dave, you mentioned this point of just what exactly have the Warriors shown you so far in this series. And to me, I was saying this earlier, it just goes to how the Raptors have been built in the age of, hey, three ball and maximize offensive efficiency and whatever about defense. Here's a team that tried to create a unique identity, and they went about, in a way, building a team that's specifically designed to slow teams down in today's era. And I think that's just a credit to Masai Ujiri of having the vision to build this, guys who are fundamentally defensive players, and they let their offense grow from it.
For sure, and he's doing what every GM in the NBA has been doing. Well, granted, you know, some have been waiting for the Warriors dynasty to die and doing a long rebuild, but all the competitive teams or teams that want to be competitive, they're doing what Masai did, which is building – a team that is equipped to face Golden State and to beat the Golden State Warriors. And what's great about the Raptors, and it's interesting, you know, we're in this age of historic offensive numbers and scoring is at such a premium, but what the Raptors bring to the table more than anything else is their defense. And that's how that's been, you know, their backbone throughout this playoff run. And it's not going to change tonight. It's not going to change for the rest of the series. And more than Kawhi's shot making and you know, their 3-point barrage that they can unleash, what the Raptors have going for them is that defense. And that's something that I think also is the reason why the fans are so confident, because you can be consistent defensively and you don't have to rely on, am I a hot shooter tonight or not? Your defense, that's just effort, and you can bring that every night.
He is Dave Zarum of Sportsnet. Dave, enjoy Game 5 tonight. Thanks a lot for switching up times here and for the time today.
Yeah, no problem.